A number of bills passed by the state legislature Friday on their final day of session are now set to go before the governor for his review. HPR's Ryan Finnerty joins us this morning to talk about measures that passed and some that didn't.
Well, Catherine, as we've talked about before, the main focus of this last three-week session of the legislature was to pass financial assistance related to the ongoing pandemic. They divvied up $600 million in federal assistance, and that will go to things like supplementing unemployment, providing assistance to renters, and health screenings at airports. They also gave the governor final approval to borrow up to $2 billion in order to cover the state's budget shortfall in the event that shortfall grows because of the ongoing recession. When it comes to non-virus related measures, there were some significant accomplishments not related to the pandemic. A bill requiring more transparent reporting from police agencies passed, and that had a lot of fanfare and a lot of discussion in the media. Lawmakers also approved funds to expand state-run child care and early childhood education. That had gotten a lot of attention in the beginning of the session. And in a major win for farmers, the legislature created a legal pathway for commercial hemp cultivation. That's something that's already underway in other states. And folks may remember that the governor vetoed that last year in the 2019 session. So that they will now have a way to begin growing hemp and selling it commercially. The lawmakers also expanded paid family leave to cover grandchildren. That's only for people whose employers already offer paid family leave as a benefit. And I didn't expand paid family leave broadly. And there was another one that caught my eye that hasn't gotten as much attention, but they passed a ban on employer-employee non-disclosure agreements that cover sexual harassment and assault in the workplace. So employers can no longer require signing a non-disclosure agreement as a condition of employment that covers sexual assault or harassment in the workplace. And there were also some wins for government ethics advocates. The legislature passed a 12-month ban on lobbying for lawmakers and senior government officials after they leave government service, and that would take effect once they exit office. The legislature also passed a ban on outside paying jobs for the governor and the four county mayors while they're in office. This got some attention a few months ago. It's called the Emoluments Bill, and that prohibition would take effect ahead of the 2022 election.
Now, I know the lawmakers had talked about wanting to do something with vaping. They wanted to try and help the situation with Young Brothers, but was there anything else noteworthy that didn't pass?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest things, and I'm sure you remember and you covered it, was that back in January, as the session was beginning, the legislative leaders in both chambers and the governor produced this major effort to reduce Hawaii's cost of living. And that was going to do things like raise the minimum wage, cut taxes for working families, and expand social spending, particularly in the realm of child care and pre-K. Those proposals were almost completely derailed by the pandemic recession, which created a $2 billion hole in the state budget. A lot of those measures would have required extra government spending, and leaders in the legislature just decided that that wasn't really something they could do responsibly given the current situation and the current decline in tax revenues and other expenses facing the state from rising unemployment. There was that one major measure from that package that we mentioned earlier that did pass, and that was the expansion of public child care, increased funding for that. And our colleague Ashley Mizzouo has reported on that previously, and you can find her stories that provide more in-depth look at that. Lawmakers of the House also in the House stopped to the passage of two noteworthy bills on the last day. One would have banned high-capacity magazines for firearms, that's magazines that could carry more than 10 rounds, and another bill that would have created a statewide regulatory framework for the ride-hailing services Uber and Lyft. Those are currently regulated at the county level in Hawaii, and they have kind of different requirements on different islands, and this sought to give them a uniform standard, but ultimately didn't pass.
And, you know, do you have any indication from the governor's office, on where he stands on these things? Any idea? I know he's got some time to veto, but any clue yet?
No, he hasn't said one way or another. He said that his office with the Attorney General will be doing a legal review of all the bills to make sure that they're sound and won't create any problems legally, and that also the administration agrees with the policy direction. The governor has 35 working days to announce what bills he intends to veto, so that brings him to the end of August. So we should know more next month as that deadline approaches, what he plans to sign or allow become law or exercise his veto power on.
And then I guess if lawmakers decide they want to override something, they can do that later this year.
Yeah, they would have to come back for a special session to do that.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing, Catherine.
We've been talking with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about the legislative wrap.